This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's a brand new week here in the studio, the helm of the Superhuman Nation. We've got a great show planned today. During the first hour, we'll be joined by Rick Hansen to talk about his new book, Hardwiring Happiness, The New Brain Science of Contentment, Calm, and Confidence. And I can tell you that we all need some of that. During the second hour, we're going to be joined by author of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, Randy Roach, and Paul Becker to pay homage to the passing of a great contributor to physical culture, and that is Dan Lurie. He passed away on the 6th of this month, and we will be talking about him later in the show. But first, let's get started. Welcome to the show, Rick Hansen. How are you?
I'm great, Carl. It's a pleasure to be here.
Exciting. You know, and I got to be honest with you. I had one of those days today, and when I looked at what the show was about, I was like, oh, my God, this is so good. I need this today. And it's really funny. I think that with the current conditions of this country and other countries, I think many of us have lost the contact with joy on a day-to-day basis. And is it really that easy? Hardwiring happiness. My mother used to say to me, you make a decision when you get up whether or not you're going to have a good day or a bad day. Is it really that simple?
I think it's not that simple. With all respect to your mother.
No. I always said she was wrong, so you're helping me now. Good.
Oh, you're totally right. So let's see. First, what I mean by happiness is certainly, you know, positive emotion, joy, well-being, and a sense of fulfillment. But I use the term broadly as psychologists do. I'm a psychologist, as you know. And I mean it to include also a sense of resilience, kindness for other people, patience, determination, the ability to handle tough things. So I'm really talking here about building inner strengths altogether, including a positive mood, gratitude, which is, of course, appropriate this time of year,
right,
et cetera. And so then the question is how to actually do that, and I hope we can get into that. Your mom's right. At some level, there is a decision we have to make whether we want to get on our own side. But if we're on our own side, we can use the power of the brain to change itself, to gradually use everyday positive experiences to change our brain for the better.
How much of that do you think is – okay, so – I agree that you have to make a decision. Perhaps it's not a decision to be happy, but a decision to take the steps to be happy. Let's say that.
You got it exactly right. To make the effort. You know, I've been a therapist a long time. I think it's made me nicer. My wife says so. But I'll tell you, it's made me tougher. You got to earn it. And it's interesting. I was getting all pumped up in the beginning of your show here. And, you know, it's just like lifting weights or working out in a gym or doing anything that's physical. You have to make the effort. But if you do make the effort, those little things will add up over time to big changes.
And with that being said, as a therapist, how much of it is cultural? And let me expand on this, right? So I was raised Catholic.
Okay.
And we really have the franchise on guilt. I know that my Jewish
you might share it with some of my Jewish friends.
Yeah, I was just gonna say. I know my Jewish counterparts out there are gonna say, no, we do, but no, we are born broken, and we have to be saved from original sin. So in other words, we come into the world broken, and so we have guilt on our side. But with that being the case, I started to notice as things happened in my own life. I'd be very introspective, and I started to catch myself almost feeling like I was expected to grieve certain things or mourn certain things or handle things in such a way where it would cloud up my ability to be happy because it was expected of me because these life circumstances occurred, and I felt like if I didn't, let's say, act sad or carry this cloud around with me, people would think I wasn't sincere about my feelings and so on. How much of it is cultural?
I think that's really deeply insightful, and a couple things here. So first off, you know, things happen. You know, we lose a friend, or we get a pink slip at work, or, you know, we're stuck in traffic on a commute, or, we're sitting across a dinner table from a teenager who's given us a lot of attitude. Okay, I've had all these experiences, and it's natural to have some kind of negative reaction to them in the moment. Okay, we're animals. We're human animals. We're big, complicated animals. Of course, you need to know that when your hand's on the hot plate, it hurts, so you got to pull your hand away. Okay, but then what we do, unfortunately, and it is culturally shaped to a large extent, we add insult to injury. In effect, the first dart, as it were, of life lands. You know, physical pain, emotional pain, there's no way around it. But then we start throwing second, third, fourth, fifth darts ourselves. And that's when we get caught up in overreactions, including the sense from our culture that we should get really, really, really upset about
right.
something that happened. Yeah. So that takes me, you know, as a really practical guy, to think about, okay, how to interrupt that second, third, fourth, fifth dart cascade. In other words, how can we build up inside more of a sense of inner shock absorbers so that when life happens, okay, it's unpleasant, but it doesn't get to the core of us. It doesn't make us depressed or anxious or angry at ourselves or others, and we don't, you know, make a bad thing worse.
And you know what? And I'm listening to you talk about this. And I've had some losses in the family recently,
yeah.
which has made me think about my own mortality and how I want to feel about when it's time for me to check out of the planet. I don't want to feel, I want to be ready to go. And that has a lot to do with being happy with your life. And happiness is, and I remember this from the first therapeutic, session I ever had. With a wonderful therapist, I was in my 20s, I was living in Vegas at the time, his name was Jerry Katz, and he told me the story that I'm sure you've used too, you know, what would a therapist rather have, a wealthy client or a poor client? And people say wealthy because he can afford to pay the bill, and the therapist says, well, you're partly right, I want a wealthy client because he already knows that money is not the answer to the problems. And so, you know, this notion that if I just had this, if I just had that, I would be happy. When this book gives you the step-by-step process to being happy, so throw out all the other books and get this book. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, I appreciate that. There are probably a few other books a person might want to own. You know, I have a few myself, but I do appreciate you saying that because if I could get it, the heart of the matter, Carl, you know, two things. First, serious props to you for acknowledging that you had the guts and the self-respect and the courage to make efforts on your own to learn things inside yourself in terms of how to handle everyday normal range thoughts and feelings more skillfully. I mean, in other words, what I'm talking about here are the inner skills of changing your brain for the better, because the brain's the most important organ in the body. It's constantly changing. The problem is it has a negativity bias that makes it like Velcro for bad experiences, but Teflon for good ones. Yeah, the good ones stick to our ribs because that's what our ancestors needed for raw survival in really harsh conditions. But today that makes us a lot more stressed, unhappy, and frankly sick, physically sick, than we really, really need to, you know, to be. So the opportunity, just what you're speaking to, is to use everyday experiences 10, 20 seconds at a time to really take them in rather than wasting them on your brain. You know, what you're saying there is that lots of times people are going to have positive moments, maybe even due to taking a class or talking to a therapist or something like that. But those positive moments are wasted on your brain unless you make the effort that I go into in the book in incredibly practical ways to really help them sink in. So you start taking them with you wherever you go,
right,
rather than feeling like in some way you're running on empty.
Is our ability to apply, defend, and absorb all the negative in life part of our evolutionary process that has gotten us to this point? In other words, the good things were innocuous. They didn't necessarily keep us alive, but remembering the bad things kept us from dying.
Yeah. You got it exactly right. I mean, a couple of things just to think about, you know. The brain, you know, the nervous system's been evolving for 600 million years. That's a really long time, during which time most animals honestly died in the moment of being eaten by another animal. So in that context, you could make two kinds of mistakes. One mistake is to think that there's a tiger in the bushes when in fact there is no tiger about to get you, right? The other mistake, though, is to think that the coast is clear, you know, feeling groovy, but in fact there's a tiger in the bushes about to pounce. What's the cost of the first mistake? Needless anxiety. What's the cost of the second mistake? No more mistakes forever. So
yeah.
Mother Nature, she wants us to be constantly looking around for that, you know, tiger that's, you know, that's not really there actually. I call that paper tiger paranoia, or always feeling like you're moving in a world of threat level orange. And this primal tendency in us, this primal vulnerability toward fear, is of course extremely easy to manipulate by others, whether it's schoolyard bullies or authority figures and families or at work, or frankly, you know, there's a long story of various, you know, governments or groups of people manipulating fears, you know, to keep the people down, as it were. So,
yes, and that's yeah. We have to take a break, and when we come back, I want to just chat about that briefly, about the effects of social media, and the speed of, you know, news at the speed of light now, thanks to the internet. And what that's taking, what effect it's having on our psyche as well. We're talking right now with Rick Hansen. We're talking about his book, Hardwiring Happiness. If you go to the website Rick Hansen, RickHanson.net, you can find out where to buy the book. I have to tell you, we're coming into the season where people feel like their lives are not what they want them to be. We have serious depressive issues out there. People feel overwhelmed at this time of year. This is a great book to buy for yourself for the holidays. Give yourself a gift. Give yourself a gift that actually could change your life for the better. Go to Rick Hansen, HANSON.net. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the blueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of Beautiful Facial Moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Rick Hansen. We're talking about his new book, Hardwiring Happiness, The New Brain Science of Contentment, Calm, and Confidence. And this is an important discussion for a couple reasons. Many of us are into physical culture. Heck, the whole audience is. And we know about the effects of training the body, but very few of us really understand about training the mind. And quite often, the mind runs on its own. And allowed to run on its own, it's like a six-year-old child. It'll get into trouble. And what you need to do is to learn how to, the steps that are required to direct the mind so that it has the effect on your outcome that you want. And this book really details it in a step-by-step approach, which is really critical because a lot of people write really good books about these issues, but they give you no prescriptive process till now. Okay, now you understand what's wrong. Here's what you do. This is what this book does. So it's a really, really good book. Rick, how much of this is exacerbated because of things like social media? We did a show back in August called Is Facebook a Neolithic Agent of Disease? And it compared these hollow friendships that we create online to the empty calories that we get in processed foods. How much of this is perpetuated or made worse now in this environment today because of the internet and so on? We're bombarded with things we have no control over, and we absorb this the fear of it.
Yeah, I think it's sort of like one step forward, two steps back. In other words, I think on the one hand, the internet is this fantastic resource for information and even for people to connect with each other. I mean, when you learn about some kind of street demonstration in Cairo that's starting to topple the dictatorship there, you can get behind it. You can support that. I mean, that's pretty cool on the one hand. And you can also learn things about your programs, for example, on the internet. On the other hand, two steps back. One, because we're just saturated with exposure to media that's mostly about, in traditional words, greed or hatred. In other words, it's mostly about trying to drive consumer desire for stuff that we generally don't really need. In the old saying, you can't get enough of what you don't really want.
Right.
And on the hatred side, we're, again, peppered with messages about threats we can't do anything about, or very often people, start consuming media that only speaks to their own narrow interest group, ideas, and it plays on their fears. The other thing that media does, that internet does, that's also a step backward, I think, is it, just like you said, gets people very used to relationships that might be a mile wide, but an inch deep. In other words, a kind of superficial form of contact with others that isn't how we evolved, which is eye to eye and skin to skin, face to face. So for me, the takeaway point here is to realize, I'm old enough to have grown up in the 60s and 70s. We're not all going to go back to a commune in Oregon and raise blueberries or other illegal substances, We're not going to do that. We got to live in the world as it is. So then for me, the essence of self-reliance, just like you said, in terms of physical training, is to train the brain. The brain is trained by focusing on key experiences. There's a famous saying, neurons that fire together, wire together. And you got a choice every minute
like
of your day. Yeah. Are you going to wire together the neurons that support feeling anxious or irritated or self-critical or stressed or, angry at other people? Or are you going to fire the neurons and build the neural networks that have to do with everyday experiences of inner strength, determination, friendliness from other people, gratitude, sense of accomplishment, or even love? That's the choice that's before us every day. As they say in Tibet, if you take care of the minutes, the years will take care of themselves.
Oh, yeah.
My book's about, taking care of the minutes of everyday life half a dozen times a day to gradually train your own brain for the better.
And you made a really good point just now, and we really just moved right over it, but it needs to be kind of respoken.
Yeah.
And that is that the processes in the brain become quite habitual. That's why we have things like phobias and OCD and stuff like that. So if you become one of these people who tends to think a certain way, then that is the go-to way that the brain reacts to most things. There's an old saying, you can get used to hanging if you hang long enough. And it's a very sad thought to think that some people can spend so much time in the mental environment devoid of joy, devoid of gratitude, that that becomes their most familiar and comfortable place to occupy.
Right, I think that's true, and you know, it's a little bit like walking around today in a suit of armor that's three sizes too small. In other words, maybe growing up, thinking about what you said earlier about culture, maybe just dealing, coming back from a combat tour, you know, maybe you had to put on a suit of armor just to get through that situation. Okay, maybe that, you know, sort of grumpy mood or what psychologists call defensive pessimism, mm-hmm. you know, gets you through, right? Maybe that hyperreactivity to anything at all is one way to survive, you know, during a combat tour. But back here, when the bombs are no longer falling in your childhood home or in what you've been doing, yeah, it's important to unlearn those negative habits, as you put it, those negative coping strategies, and realize that you can gradually acquire more effective ones. And that, in my book, I get into a lot, including how to build up and grow the key inner experiences, the key inner strengths that you can use for particular kinds of issues related to our inner reptile, mammal, and primate brain. In other words, our core needs for safety, satisfaction, and connection.
So, but really, one of the unspoken requirements here is self-awareness, because so many of us are in that state of mind, but we're in it, so we don't see it from above. We don't say, oh, I'm in a funky state of mind right now. I need to change it.
You're really wise. This is great. I mean, you're totally right. And I speak as a guy who's done therapy with people for a super long time. You know, there's a joke in therapy world. How many therapists does it take to change a light bulb? Only one, but the light bulb has to want to change, right? And so right there, that's it, right there. And I'm sure that's really true in any kind of environment, including like a physical training environment. You got to be the one who wants to change. So you got to want to change, but if you want to change, it's not hard, because in the moment that you're a person is, let's say, you know, really exasperated or feeling blue or feeling let down by other people or thwarted in their career or targeted by some kind of discrimination or oppression, what have you. In that moment, they're suffering. Pain is a great motivator. And then the question is, okay, can you look for those minutes in the course of even a tough day where something real that's good is actually happening? It's probably a small thing. On the 0 to 10 intensity scale, it's small. Glazed donuts taste good, although I probably shouldn't pitch those on your show.
No, that's okay, but we get the point. Go ahead.
Yeah, roses smell good. You get something done. You know, someone has been friendly to you. You notice inside yourself that you're a decent person. You don't cheat other people. You practice fair play. You wish others the best, you know. You're doing the best you can, okay? When you notice those good facts, can you let yourself have a good experience? Mm. And then if you let yourself have a good experience, and this part's critically important, can you take the extra 5 or 10 or more seconds to stay with the experience so that you can get those neurons firing together long enough to transfer that positive experience into your brain?
A small thing happened today that I feel good about. I had a bunch of things happen that I don't feel good about.
Yep.
So what is the exercise for me to focus on that and make that become the defining tone of my mood?
You got it exactly right. Number one, you want to see the whole picture, you know, like a mosaic with many tiles. Some of those tiles suck. I'm not trying to talk you out of them. I'm not saying at all, look on the bright side, you know, or the power of positive thinking. I think that's seriously whack. You know, I'm in the power of realistic thinking. In other words, seeing the whole picture, but recognizing everybody has, me included, a Stone Age negativity bias that's constantly making us look for bad news, the tiger in the bushes that isn't really there to help us survive, right? And then when we see it, anything bad, we tend to hyper-focus on it, ignoring the big picture, and then overreact to it, and then store the whole experience in emotional memory. That's why we gradually build up a pile inside of a kind of a blue mood or an anxious mood or an irritated mood due to this negativity bias. So what I'm talking about is seeing the truly positive tiles in everyday life. And then once you do, here's the deal. You got to let yourself have a legitimate, appropriate, positive experience. You see something good in your world, let yourself feel a little grateful. If someone's friendly with you, let yourself feel a little cared about. If you notice something that's good inside yourself, you made a good effort, let yourself have an appropriate sense of worth. If you are determined in an everyday way, including just getting through a tough day at work or raising little kids or whatever it is, you know, let yourself register that felt sense of inner strength. And then, once you're having that experience, stay with it for 10 or 20 seconds. Let yourself actually have it. Don't get distracted. Don't tell yourself, you know, from your Catholic or otherwise background that you're not allowed to feel any kind of joy. You know, let yourself feel it in your body so it's not just a concept. In other words, you're drawing on, in very practical ways I do get into in the book, you're drawing on thousands of studies on the neuropsychology of learning. You're helping your brain learn, but learn in an emotional sense of acquiring more and more inner strength. And if you do this, any single time you do it, Carl, won't change your life. But the gradual accumulation, you know, a dozen seconds at a time, a handful of times every day, will absolutely shift your mood. I've just completed a UC Berkeley study on this that shows that if you do these kind of little practices very quickly, usually within a matter of days, certainly within weeks, you'll start feeling better and you'll have more resources inside yourself that you can offer to other people as well.
Interesting. You know, and you know what? I both love and hate. So when we talk about things like this, I think, you know what? I remember periods of time in my life where I felt great levels of gratitude. I felt like the universe was working on my behalf, whether you subscribe to that notion or not. I just had these feelings, and those feelings energized everything around me, and everything was good. And then those moments or those weeks or months where I actually felt that way slip away, and it's because I stopped practicing. Because I wasn't practicing purposefully. I ended up there because events lined up right. The key is to end up there purposefully. You know what I mean? To work towards it. Instead of like having those moments in your life where you remember and you go, wow, things were so good then. And they could be good now too. It's just that that happened by accident. You need to do it on purpose now.
That's really true. And one thing that, so if you think of it, it's a two-step process. Step one, you've got to have a positive experience in the first place. And it could be a very mild one. And by positive experience, I'm including things like, you know, a sense of determination or just simply looking out and seeing that there's something beautiful in your world or being grateful, honestly, for the fact that you and I right now with technology can be communicating with each other and other people can be listening. You know, flip a switch and there's light.
Right.
You know, flush toilets are a major advance in civilization. Okay. So have that experience, but once you've activated it, you've got to install it in your brain, otherwise it has no lasting value. And the installation, and I get into this in the book, is a matter of a dozen seconds at a time, getting those neurons to fire together so it really, really sinks in. And you can apply this approach to particular issues. If I got 30 seconds here, I'll give you a
quick
little example.
Please, we'll go long. Yeah, please.
Yeah, okay, great. So, again, going back to that idea, which is a little simplification, but it's basically true, that inside everybody's brain, me included, is a little lizard, a little mouse, and a little monkey. In effect, relating to the reptile, mammal, and primate phases of evolution, which relate to our deep needs for safety, satisfaction, and connection. That's like a little model people can use. All right, inner lizard, inner mouse, inner monkey. Well, in terms of the little inner lizard, what if a person is feeling anxious or angry or trapped, right? That violates their safety needs. What they can do is look for legitimate, authentic opportunities to feel, for example, a sense of protection or relaxation or noticing that they're actually all right in this moment, there are no tigers jumping on them, or some sense of inner strength. Those are key experiences. Those are like medicine that target those issues around safety. Or suppose someone has issues in terms of the satisfaction system, the little inner mouse, as it were. They feel disappointed or frustrated. They're thwarted in their career or their life, right? Or they've had a loss recently. Well, they can look for the medicine, as it were, the psychological medicine in everyday life. You don't need a prescription for this kind of good medicine. The psychological medicine that addresses those issues in the satisfaction system of experiences like everyday opportunities for gladness, or gratitude, or a sense of accomplishing things, or a sense of everyday pleasures. Those will address, you know, the issues in the satisfaction system. And last, if someone has felt in terms of the inner monkey, as it were, the connection needs that we all have, right, our social needs, if someone has felt put down, left out, unloved, abandoned, either in their history or in life these days, they can look for legitimate, authentic experiences of feeling included or seen by other people. It doesn't have to be perfect, but the experience itself is real. Or they feel appreciated or liked or even loved. And then when you have those experiences, take the extra 10 or 20 seconds to really savor them, really register them. I call it marinating in them. You know, like spaghetti sauce or something.
Right.
You just kind of marinate in them. And when you marinate them in them, it feels very authentic. It feels real. You're feeling the experience. You're having the experience. And if you're having the experience, a dozen seconds in a row or so, you're forcing those neurons to fire together. So you're starting to wire that medicine into your soul.
Really, really interesting stuff. I mean, I'm listening to you like one of the audience members here because I'm taking notes because these are things that I need to practice again.
Yeah,
I really
do.
If you
do them, they add up.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to take a break. I've got so many more questions. This is really good. And so this is one of those books where you really do have to have a copy of it around. It's by Rick Hansen. It's called Hardwiring Happiness. We all want more happiness in our lives. Let's face it. Many of us are doing things today, this week, day in and day out, because the ultimate goal is to be happier with our lives, making more money, bigger homes, better cars. Guess what? Those are not the answers. The answers are in this book. So before you put more effort into those directions, put some effort into this, the process of really honing your skills to be happier. I mean, I see this as the ultimate in the superhuman equation here. Because happiness begets everything else that you want. It starts there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry back in the day when people remember Whole Foods. There were people that are going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic, and that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed. Change with the Quest bar, not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Get a free jug of BCAA extended performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a link. liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Later in the show, we'll be joined by Randy Roach and Paul Becker to talk about the life and times of Dan Lurie. We lost Dan Lurie November 6th. He was a great contributor to physical culture, one of the originals like Jack LaLanne, and we're going to talk about his life and his passing. Right now, I've got Rick Hansen on with me, and we're talking about his book, Hardwiring Happiness, which is really a fantastic book, especially for this time of year, because so many people find themselves feeling like there's this dull sense of something is wrong with my life. I wish I could figure out how to fix it. I want to be happier. And it really is in your power to do so. That's the interesting thing. And maybe there's a fear of that, Rick. You know, I think that when we start talking about, like, even caring for yourself, we do a lot of shows about treating diseases without pharmaceutical interventions. A lot of times there's a lot of metabolic influences that can be altered. Even with things like seasonal depression and so on, we know that healthy fats and vitamin D, and for some people, not everybody, for some people, there seems to be some benefits. But there's almost an aversion to the majority of Americans out there, and probably others in other countries, to recognize their own ability to influence their own outcome. The responsibility of that sometimes is scary.
That's exactly right. And, you know, it's a two-way street, right? As a lot of science has shown, as you well know, what we do in terms of our own psychology, you know, whether we feel grateful or you know, grumpy, or whether we feel forgiving, or we are holding on to grievances and feeling resentful. You know, as they say in Alcoholics Anonymous, resentment is taking poison and then waiting for others to die, right?
That's a good one.
Yeah. The impact of our attitudes, our emotional processes, really affects our physical health, especially gradually adding up over time. So it's interesting that if Merck or Pfizer or any of the other big pharma companies could actually patent the research-proven benefits of any one of a number of practices, like the research-proven health benefits of positive emotions or gratitude practices in terms of strengthening the immune system, or you know, mindfulness training of some kind or other. You know, if Big Pharma could patent those things,
then they'd promote it.
Yeah, we'd be seeing ads for, you know, meditation every night on TV, mixed up with ads for Prozac and, you know, Viagra, whatever.
Yeah, and the Affordable Care Act would probably pay for it as well. So that's
exactly right. Sure. Right. And so, you know, bottom line takeaway here is, you know, you get what you earn, in a sense. I mean, yes, many, many injustices and misfortunes land on people that are certainly not their fault. But in a general sense, if people gradually do make little efforts, including in my book, you know, my focus is on enjoyable practices. You know, the old line, you probably know it from, you know, from physical training, what's the most important exercise to do? It's the one you'll actually do.
Right.
In other words,
right.
You know, the most
right.
important mental practice in the same way is the one you'll actually do. And it's great for me to focus on everyday, authentic, genuine, usually mild, positive experiences. They're usually not million-dollar moments, but they're actually real. And if you can stay with, using the methods I lay out, if you can actually stay with the enjoyment of it, you know, the sheer enjoyment of it will motivate you to do it more in the future, and then you'll keep doing it. And speaking actually of motivation, I should add that a very powerful way to use these methods is to associate taking in the good of what you experience when you're taking the high road instead of the low road, like motivating yourself to go to the gym, for example, or to eat in a healthier way, or to talk to your partner in a way that works better, you know? And so if you want to motivate yourself to do these things, and like I said earlier, you know, you got to be the light bulb who actually wants to change. To motivate yourself to do these things, an extremely powerful trick you can use in terms of how your brain operates is to imagine for 10 or 20 seconds straight in a very emotionally positive way how rewarding it will be to you to take that particular act, you know, the high road, go to that gym, you take those vitamins, don't eat that third cookie, whatever. So imagine how good it'll be for you. And then while you're doing it, look for every opportunity to really marinate in, really take in the good, really savor and register the positive experiences you're having while doing this thing, while taking the high road. And then after taking the high road, looking back, really let it sink in how good you feel that you took the high road, you know, how proud you are of yourself, how good your body feels, for example, how not embarrassed you are, you know, in terms of other people and so forth. And then if you do that, you will gradually, naturally train your brain to seek those anticipated rewards that it associates with the high road, so it'll be easier and easier to be motivated from the inside out, and you won't have to use white-knuckle willpower so much.
You know what's interesting? Paul Zak was on the show back
really?
In June.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, great guy.
Paul. Yeah.
And we did the whole morality molecule discussion. And one of the things that came out of that discussion that I really have tried hard to employ more so in my life is that hugging releases dopamine. If you hug 8 times a day, people who hug 8 times a day have a sense of a better quality of life. And I thought something that easy, which leads me to this next question.
Yeah.
How important is it when you are in a committed relationship for both people to get on this train?
That's great. I think on the one hand, it's really great if both people are on board. You know, I'm a longtime couples counselor, and I've been married now 31 and a half years, but who's counting, right? And, you know, and through ups and downs, real ups and downs. And my takeaway from that is that it really helps if both people do it. But, you know, I have this line, I call it unilateral virtue. And what I mean by that is that instead of the usual standoff in a relationship, you know, I'll change if you change. No, I'll change if you change. Oh, you first. You know, around and around it goes, which you can actually take at a larger scale in terms of how nations interact with each other, politicians deal with each other, but keeping it, you know, kind of close to home in everyday life. That impasse stops anything good for anybody. So for me, when I call unilateral virtue is to unilaterally focus on your own code. In other words, do what you can to be the best possible relational partner you can. Take seriously your partner's grievances with you. Take maximum personal responsibility for them without being a doormat. In other words, you decide what's reasonable. And then unilaterally just start zeroing out their complaints. This strategy, number one, will make you feel better because you're going to be active instead of passive, and it'll give you a sense of being on the moral high ground and put you in a best possible position after a day or a week or a month or so doing this unilaterally to ask the other person for what you really need. So I think that's really important, to break out of the logjam and let it sink in, and also to be willing to speak from the heart and ask vulnerably for what you really want. You know, I've seen a lot of people, including a lot of tough guys, frankly, not have the courage to actually speak from their heart. And I think that's where courage, you know, really, really shows up. Yeah, there's a place for courage in terms of running into burning buildings and pulling kids out of them. Hey, I'm super respectful of that kind of courage, let me tell you, from the inside out. I've done a lot of rock climbing, a lot of wilderness things. You know, I've never had to run into a burning building, but I know something of what it's like to face a physical challenge and muscle on through. But where I think a lot of where courage shows up in life, for both men and women alike, is in these everyday acts of openness and vulnerability and getting real, which many people are a lot more scared of than, frankly, running into a burning building.
And you know what? It's something interesting that you were saying. It kind of all blends together. Being vulnerable with someone that you care about, even if they don't react the way you expect them to,
yeah,
it's still, in the aftermath, makes you feel stronger in
That's
some
right.
way. And it's almost like it's a hormetic effect. If you
yeah.
expose your underbelly and instead of them petting you, they poke you, then you get used to that poke a little bit and you're even more willing to expose your underbelly when you go, wow, I didn't die.
That's true. And you also, you know, quoting Ronald Reagan, you know, trust but verify. In other words, you watch what people do and you realize that, you know, just like I got to exercise unilateral virtue, you got to exercise unilateral virtue, and I'm going to watch what you do. You know, if I communicate, let's say, in a relationship with someone in a clean way, I don't blow them out of the water. Maybe I'm strong. I don't have to be mealy-mouthed, but I'm staying inside the lines. You know what I mean? It's
right.
Like watching football. It's a clean hit. You know, maybe the other person didn't like what I say, but they can't say that I'm over the top or I'm being a jerk about it or threatening or raging at them or spewing or whatever. You know, they got to admit it. And then I watch what they do. And if they don't rise to the occasion, especially after a couple rounds of this, including me commenting on, hey, you got to admit, I'm talking to you straight, but you're going way outside the lines. Then after a while you realize, you know, maybe I need to shrink the scale of this relationship. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you can't do that. Sometimes you're in a family situation and it's tricky and hard and all the rest of that. But generally, you know, this strategy to me is no guarantee of relationship success, but it's your best odd strategy to be both living by your own code and then also watching what other people do and judging accordingly and feeling the autonomy on the inside out that you can make your own choices. But to do this, it takes us back to where we started, Carl, right? You got to grow the strengths inside.
Right.
And the question then for me is the how of growing those strengths inside. And remarkably, the way to grow the traits of inner strengths is to take in positive states of good experiences. Because traits, you know, the inner strengths we all need, like resilience, determination, compassion, love, what have you, those traits are grown from states. But unfortunately, most positive states are wasted on the brain because of the negativity bias.
Right.
That's where you got to help yourself, and that's what my book's all about. Helping yourself from the inside out is the essence of self-reliance to turn your everyday positive states into lasting positive traits rather than wasting them on your brain.
Great stuff. The book is Hardwiring Happiness. You can go to Rick's website. It's Rick Hansen, HANSON.net. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Rick Hansen about his new book, Hardwiring Happiness, the new brain science of contentment, calm, and confidence. We all could use more confidence. We could all could use more joy. Many of us are doing things on a day-to-day basis because we believe it will make us happy. And when we get to that destination, we find out that we are now looking forward to something else that will make us happy. And people live their lives this way, and I fear that that's when death becomes frustrating. You always feel like you're not ready for it. I'm not ready to leave yet, which is something that I've been really doing a lot of thinking about. I want to be at a place in my life when it's time for me to check out where I go peacefully. I believe you can do that. I mean, the Buddhists do it. I mean, a lot of individuals find a sense of completeness at the end of their lives and feel like, okay, I'm ready to go on to whatever it is that I'm going on to. But I believe strongly that people who are run their lives in a sense of feeling a lack of contentment, a lack of satisfaction in their lives because they're always moving that pin out. Well, when I get there, I'll be happy. And then they get there and they're not. And then they go, well, when I get there, I'll be happy. And then when they get to the end of their lives, they go, I wasted my life. What happened? What do you think about that statement?
Carl, I think you have totally nailed it, and you're getting at, you know, kind of what Thoreau was talking about, I think, a long time ago, about people leading lives of quiet desperation. And one of the reasons for that is, of course, outside us. You know, circumstances are tough for many, many people. And for example, as you well know, there's growing income inequality and wealth inequality in our country over the last 20, 30 years or so, and it's really dramatic. And we're starting to have structural unemployment where people are just literally cannot find work no matter how hard they try, et cetera. So, you know, and then real things happen for people. Okay. On the other hand, you know, the brain's negativity bias is kind of like a design feature that kept people alive in the Stone Age, but today it's more like a bug in the 21st century. And what I mean by that is that people might be having everyday positive experiences. Research shows that people, unless they're in some kind of terrible situation or let's say clinically depressed, generally have a fair number of experiences or moments in a day when they feel, you know, kind of basic well-being. The problem is, those experiences are not getting turned into lasting brain structure because of the negativity bias. Meanwhile, negative experiences are getting turned into negative brain structure. You know, negative states become negative traits, boom, just like that. But positive states, even though they're the basis for positive traits, need some help, and that's what my book's about, helping them sink into your brain. And so the result is that people, the brain, the negativity bias tricks us. It makes us think we're living in a fool's paradise. We might be having, you know, a lot of, you know, basic, simple experiences of well-being, but they have no lasting value. They're not going into the brain. And then when anything difficult happens or we face the end of our life, we're lying there on our deathbed, or we're in a slow, gradual decline, we realize that we're hollowed out inside. We're kind of running on empty because we haven't saved anything, in effect, from the positive experiences flowing through our mind. We haven't turned them into lasting structure. But on the other hand, if you do, if people listen to what you're advising or what I'm talking about here and actually take the opportunities to register their everyday experiences, take the dozen or two dozen seconds to help them turn into brain structure, gradually over time, you build up an unconditional sense of inner strength and peace, what I call a fundamental sense in terms of that inner, you know, lizard, mouse, and monkey inside us all, a fundamental unconditional sense of peace, contentment, and love in terms of those three layers of the brain. You're still going to have challenges. You know what I mean? You still can be passionate, howl at the moon on a good night with friends, make love, build businesses, raise children, speak truth to power, what have you. But you'll do it increasingly on the basis of an internalized sense,
right,
like I said, of these inner strengths.
I mean, think about that. If you could carry happiness within you,
yep,
as opposed to searching for it without you,
exactly,
then
right,
you, everywhere you go, you will be happy no matter what the circumstance. And now, granted, you're going to have sad days.
Yeah, that's
but,
right.
But the way you deal with them and the way they affect you moving forward will be different.
That's
and
you know, exactly right.
You know what I learned just recently at 55 years old? It is the act of loving that fills your heart, not the act of being loved. Love is an action word. If you're not doing it, you're not living it. That's all there is to it.
I think that's so great, Carl. You know, love is love, whether it's flowing in or flowing out. And then you have the opportunity, when you're feeling the love, whether it's flowing in or flowing out, also get a sense, you know, helping it sink in. You're absorbing it like it's going, like water going into a sponge, right? Or with children, using my book, I'll talk about putting a jewel in the treasure chest of your heart. Then, exactly like you said, more and more, you take it with you wherever you go, even when the world around you is in trouble.
And I want to close the interview with this. Get this book, read it, live it, and let your children learn by example. This is really, if you can't do this for yourself, do it for your kids. A lot of people can't make those hard decisions for themselves. Well, teach your child, by way of example, how to have a fuller, happier life. Listen, Rick, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, Carl, it was an honor. Thank you.
Take care. Go to Rick Hanson, RickHanson.net, and get a copy of this book. I promise you it will change everything else you do in your life. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Randy Roach and Paul Becker as we pay homage to the passing of Dan Lurie. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're probably going to have to get Randy Roach on the line with us at the 10-minute after the hour break. It sounds like he's a little tied up right now. We are here with my good friend Paul Becker from TrulyHuge.com. How you doing, Paul?
Doing good.
And we're here today to pay homage to the passing of a great contributor to physical culture, and that is Dan Lurie. And I'm sure that Randy will have some interesting perspectives about Dan. What I never realized until I was talking to Randy about doing this show was that you became quite a good friend of Dan Lurie's over the years. I didn't realize that. How did that happen?
You know, it's interesting because I grew up in a town called Rosedale in New York, and the next town over is North Woodmere, where Dan Lurie lived. And I started getting into working out and bodybuilding in 1978. And just the next year, Dan Lurie moved his showroom from Brooklyn to Springfield Gardens, which was pretty much right across from the high school. Not across the street, but kind of kitty corner across
right,
the street.
Right.
And all the, you know, all of us that were into working out were pretty excited about it. And so I used to go there and get, you know, and get weights. I actually still have my Dan Lurie lifting belt that I bought when I was 18 years old, and buy back issues of his magazine. He used to have all these back issues of the magazine, like even 60s, early 70s, and sell them for a dollar.
Huh.
And I would buy, like, the first time they started talking about, is it possible that Arnold Schwarzenegger might take down Sergio Oliva?
Right.
You know, for a buck, I thought, wow, I don't know why he's selling these so cheap, but I'm going to buy them all up. And I used to see Dan at the store and even around town, like in the Five Towns area, you'd be nearest walking around or in a store, and you'd see Dan Lurie there, which was kind of cool because, you know, we knew about him. There were only a few people, really, you know, who had magazines in those days, like Joe Weider, Dan Lurie, Bob Hoffman, and Robert Kennedy. So it was kind of neat to be like, you know, look.
That close to a guy.
Yeah, there's Dan Lurie, you know, and I kind of felt like he was, you know, at the time I thought of him as the East Coast Joe Weider, you know.
Right,
he put on contest. He put on a contest in my high school, not the year after I graduated. he put on a, I think it was a Mr. Hercules or something, and it was right in my high school. And but the truth is, I didn't really get to know him till later. There were maybe about 10 years ago or so, there was some talk about him bringing back Muscle Training Illustrated, and I gave him a call, and we ended up talking, and I told him that I grew up right in Rosedale, and so that's how I got to know him a lot better. And, you know, we'd talk on the phone and by email, and then I believe it was 2007, I went home for my parents' 50th wedding anniversary and went and visited Dan in his home and sat with him and talked about stuff.
And you met Thelma, I would imagine, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've talked to her on the phone and also met her. She's a real nice lady.
Yeah. And, you know, whenever he did my show, he would always talk about Thelma, how he was still so much in love with her. Did you see that in person when you visited with him?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the one thing about Dan is, you know, for him, you know, his family was the most important thing to him.
Right.
You know, his wife, his children, his grandchildren, and his great-grandchildren.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a good guy. And he was very opposed to drug use. I remember I had him on the show one time, and he echoed what he had said, you know, the drugs are killing our muscle men. The drugs are killing our muscle men.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually had him on a show once that Porter Cottrell was on. It just so happened that I had Porter. This is when I was still with Clear Channel. I was in the studio. Porter came into the studio to do a show with me, and we had Dan Lurie on too. And Dan was very, and I don't know if he knew who Porter was, but he knew that Porter was an IFBB pro, and he stood on the Olympia stage numerous times. And Dan started talking about the drugs, and, you know, and Porter did not challenge him out of respect. He didn't say a word to him. He just listened. But, you know, he really went off on how the drugs are terrible. They're destroying lives and this and that. And but he was very vocal about the drugs, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. You got to realize that Dan comes from a different time. You know, I mean, he lived to 90.
Yeah.
And, you know, when he was competing in bodybuilding, there were no drugs involved in it. And then he saw them come in and saw it just get worse and worse and worse over the years. And heck, Dan had, you know, Dan was born with a heart murmur, all kinds of things, and lived to 90. And, you know, you got some of these bodybuilders who are dying in their, you know, late 40s, early 50s or so.
Right, right.
So
his book, Heart of Steel, which I also did an interview with him, and I can't think of the guy who helped him write Heart of Steel. Do you remember who it was?
David Robson.
There you go, Dave Robson. He and Dave Robson came on the show, and we talked about Heart of Steel, which is the Dan Lurie book, the story about his life.
Mm-hmm.
And he told the story about how the doctors, and Randy could talk about this too when he's on with us, how the doctors told his parents, you know, that he's not going to live very long.
Right. Yeah, he wasn't supposed to live for more than 10 years or something like that. So he outlived... He outlived
the doctor who told him that.
Yeah, absolutely he did. Plus, you know, I mean, he lived to an old age, and he probably could have lived longer.
What now, there's some mystery shrouding his death right now. So I get an email that you and I talked about from his grandson, saying that his son and someone else at the hospital are being investigated for homicide because he actually died not of the pneumonia, but of too high of a dose of morphine or something like that, right?
That's what I heard, that that is supposedly the cause of death. And if that didn't happen, he may have recovered from his illness and lived even longer.
Kind of sad when you think about
that. Yeah, I mean, it may have, I don't know if it, you know, was homicide or just
accident. Yeah, the people dying.
I mean, my wife was just in the hospital. They gave her a wrong dosage of some medications that she was getting too. So
yeah, see, I mean, this, people die in hospitals all the time because of mistakes. They give a medication to the wrong patient because they get the beds wrong, or they give too much of a medication, or they give a medication that is contraindicated with something you're already on. People die in hospitals. That's why, you know, not to change the subject here, if you have to go into the hospital or someone you love goes into the hospital, someone must sit there 24/7. And every time a nurse walks in and says, what are you doing? What is that? And because if you don't do that, you run the risk of losing a loved one, and not because of the reason that they were checked into the hospital. Happens all the time. So
yeah, I totally believe it.
I remember him when I was a kid. I saw some reruns of a children's show called Seal Test Big Top, which was a circus themed show.
Yep.
And Dan was, I guess, Dan the Muscle Man.
Yep, they called him Seal Test Dan the Muscle Man.
That's it, Seal Test. And so he would lift weights with one hand, or he would overhead military press a very, very heavy weight. He wasn't using fake weights back then. He was using quite a few hundred pounds. And then he would put the weight down, and he'd grab a glass of milk and say, you know, I wouldn't be this strong without my Seal Test milk, and he would drink it down. And, you know, he would wear the leather wristbands, and he had, like, sometimes he would wear a loincloth. Sometimes he would wear, like, the thing like Tarzan wore over his one shoulder. And that was, you know, next, him and Jack LaLanne on WPIX or WOR, I forget which one it was. Maybe you remember, because that WPIX was 11 and WOR was 13, I mean 9, and I think it was on WPIX. Him and Jack LaLanne were like our first exposure as kids to non-sport related muscle. Then we had Bruno Sammartino, obviously, who was on Lucha Libre, Channel 47, every Friday night wrestling. Who was, you know, a big attraction for us kids too. Like my father would say, if you want to be big and strong like Bruno Sammartino, you got to eat your broccoli Robbie, because I hated broccoli Robbie. That's how he used to trick me into eating it. But here's what I want to do. Let's take a quick commercial break and try to get Randy on the phone with us now. Right now we've got Paul Becker, and Paul's website, by the way, for those of you who don't know about this, trulyhuge.com is, to my knowledge, and you correct me, the longest running bodybuilding website on the internet today. When did you start that? Wasn't that in like the late 70s?
One of the longest running. There's a couple have been around longer, like getbig.com, but it definitely predates bodybuilding.com and a lot of others.
When did you start it?
In 96.
96. Wow. Yeah. Holy mackerel. 20 years in another few years. That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, so we're talking with Paul Becker. If you check out the website, trulyhuge.com. When we come back, we hope to have Randy Roach on the line as well. We're talking about the passing of Dan Lurie. We have to talk about Dan Lurie. He was a great contributor to physical culture. His story is profound. He had an effect on the entire country, quite frankly. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume. Because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Listen up. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We've had a little confusion on the day and time for the interview. We have Randy Roach on the line with us right now, but we're only going to have him for a short period of time because he has some other commitments. Randy, we've been talking a little bit about Dan, his passing. Let's talk a little bit real quick. You wrote about Dan in Volume 1 of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. Oh, no, Volume 2, right?
1, 2. And probably 3, 2.
Really? So
yeah, he's in Volume 2 quite a bit.
In your humble opinion, what was his greatest contribution to physical culture?
I understand, along with Bob Hoffman and Joe Weider, is probably the top three patriarchs of modern bodybuilding. You know, bodybuilding as you and I know it,
right.
Paul knows it. Not going back to, you know, going back to early stuff with Sandel and that. I'm talking about from, say, you know, the 40s on up, because Dan and Joe and Bob Hoffman were starting to lock horns, and modern bodybuilding was starting to take off, Mr. America and stuff like that. So Dan was a major contributor to bodybuilding as we know it.
Now, one of the things you write about in your book also was the formation of the IFBB. But in reality, Dan Lurie seems to have been credited with creating the IFBB, but somehow it ended up in Joe Weider's bailiwick, right?
No, Dan ran the first IFBB show in New York, and I got to get my dates here. Probably January, February of 1948, and I believe the Weiders dovetailed their shows in afterwards. I think they let Dan go out there and run the name first to see what was going to happen, because they're planning to dump Dan anyways, Joe and Ben. But it was Orlick, Emmanuel Orlick and George Jowett, behind the scenes with Weider at the IFBB. Well, it wasn't the IFBB then, but it was Emmanuel Orlick who came up with the name and gave it to Joe. But it was the Weiders, and they were planning it, but they ran no real official. You can go through all their magazines. There were no real official events other than Dan's in January of 1948. But then later, I believe that the Weiders retrofitted their late 1947 show and their January or February show in 1948, a day after Dan's show. They let Dan fly Clancy Ross out from the West Coast to guest pose, and then they secretly flew him up the next day to Montreal to guest pose at their show. Dan had no idea.
Dan and Randy, just let me know if you have to go when you have to go. Dan,
okay, I have about 10 more minutes.
Okay, perfect. Dan started out in the barbell business, and Joe Weider was selling magazines and books on how to train. So they kind of joined forces so that Joe Weider could sell his books into the United States, right?
Yeah, Joe had the magazine. Dan had Dan Lurie Barbell, and because Joe was up here in Montreal and had to deal with the duties and taxes, he was starting to sell his barbells through Dan Lurie Barbell. And he hooked up with Dan because Dan was as close as he was going to get to a Mr. America. Dan was most muscular runner-up in 1942, 43, and 44, and probably should have had one of those titles in there. But, you know, he was up against Hoffman in New York. So that's as close as Joe was going to get, was getting Dan, and which is good enough. Dan had a great physique at the time. He put Dan on the magazine covers, and they started selling their barbells, but it was World War II, and there was some difficulties in getting steel, and there was a shortage of steel at the time. And then Joe, and if you look at the magazines, you can see where Joe and Ben started running their own advertisements because they were getting ready to move to New Jersey. This is getting late 47, and they're going to get ready to go to Jersey City. And they then were running ads parallel to Dan's in Joe's magazine.
Wow.
And Dan had asked him, what's going on? Why is there this ad in here? And Joe said, well, there must have been a mistake. But they had planned to cut Dan out, and probably by early 48, Dan was out.
In fact, Dan came on my show and said that not only did they cut him out, but they stuck him with something to do with tax bill or something that he ended up...
Wartime taxes, yeah, $17,000 or something like that, that Dan had to pay off. And, you know, it's really kind of sad because Dan didn't realize, and I asked him when I was interviewing, I said, did you realize, according to these dates, Dan's son Mark was born, I think, October of 1947, that Joe and Ben had already planned to cut you out when you asked Joe to be godfather to your son. And his phone went dead silent. And I thought, maybe I shouldn't even have brought that up. He didn't know. He never put that together, right?
Yeah.
That they were planning to cut him out that much earlier. So,
but you made him think about it for the first time, probably.
Yeah, then I kind of thought I should have maybe just kept my mouth shut. But it's true. It's what happened. And that caused a major rift. Now, I had an opportunity to talk with Dan after Joe's passing. And I asked Dan, I said, how do you feel about Joe passing? And Dan was in an oxygen tent. You could tell, you could hear the oxygen in the backdrop. And he said, I bear him no hatred, which I was glad to hear. Right? That's a long, long time ago. But these guys went head to head. You know, when Dan came back in the 60s, those guys really butted heads from the mid-60s right through the early 80s when it was clear that the Weirs were going to get hold of control of bodybuilding.
Well, in fact, and when Joe Weider wrote his memoir, or whoever helped him write it, they really never even mentioned the name Dan Lurie in it. And I had the wonderful opportunity to sit next to Charles Gaines recently at an event, and we talked forever. And when your name came up, Charles said to me, in fact, I have to tell you, when your name came up, it's almost like I gained credibility in Charles' eyes. He goes, you know Randy? I said, yeah. I said, Randy has been a great friend to the show and really helped me change my direction of the show. And he goes, Randy really got it right in Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. He goes, nobody else got it right, but Randy really got it right. And I have to believe that he was talking inclusively of, you know, what Joe Weider wrote and so on, and even other people about that era. But Joe really wrote Dan out of his memoir, right?
Joe wrote Emanuel Orlik out of there. He wrote Wayne D'Amelio out of there, and he wrote Ken Sprague out of there. Those were key figures in the growth and power of the IFBB. He didn't write Dan out. He relegated Dan to about two, three paragraphs and referred to him as gum on his shoe, which I thought, Dan said he loved him as a brother when they were younger, right? And I thought, you know, Joe, there was much more history than a couple little paragraphs where, you know, he just denigrates Dan. And now Dan did the same thing. I wasn't happy with Dan when he left Denny Walters out of his book. And Denny was significantly important in Muscle Training Illustrated. It was Denny wearing all the hats there, you know. And so Joe and Dan were the same that way in terms of their books. But
it's interesting. You know, people have the ability to rewrite history, so to speak, you know, through their own perspective and their own desires. And that's what took place there. What about when Dan, we were talking earlier with Paul. I said, I remember seeing reruns when I was a very young boy of the SEAL Test Big Top. How big was that for Dan? Because did that catapult him into the public eye that enabled him to do some of the things he did, meeting presidents and dignitaries and so on?
Yeah, it was a good paying job too, and that's where he met Ed McMahon. Was a clown, you know, Johnny Carson, Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon was the clown on that show.
Yeah.
I used to love the clown. He used to come out riding a little miniature train, a little miniature locomotive train.
Well, that was before Here's Johnny, so that was back in the early 80s.
Hi-yo!
Yeah.
Yeah. he got to meet a lot of celebrities, and he made his money there. He started selling his barbells as well in the department stores, and that's what gave him the money to come back in the mid-60s to start the WBBG and Muscle Training Illustrated. And with Abe Glick, and it's interesting enough, Emmanuel Orlik came to work with him initially at the beginning in 1965. Then he ran his first WBB show in January 1967, and he suckered Joe in the same way Joe suckered Hoffman to give him free publicity. Dan went and challenged Joe that ridiculous physique contest, which nobody really wanted to see. But then he made Dick Tyler respond in Muscle Builder, which gave Dan free publicity, which I thought was pretty clever. And then, you know, they had that big controversy with Dan up on stage with Sergio in 1968 when Sergio ran unopposed in the Mr. Olympia, and Dan went running up there, called him a liar and all that stuff. It was quite a circus, and the circus continued right through the 1970s, when Joe and Dan went head-to-head in September of 73 when ran their shows on the same day. That's when Dan brought in Steve Reeves and, you know, Boyer and all the guest posers. And, you know, these guys were just, you know, the fans were the ones paying the price because, like, even Wayne DeMille said, he was a young guy at the time. He would have went to both shows, but, you know, he felt the loyalty to Tom Minichiello and went to Joe's show at Mr. Olympia, that 1973 Mr. Olympia, but he wanted to see Steve Reeves.
What do you think about Dan's grandson circulating that email? I got a copy of it. I'm sure you did too. Implying that Dan's death was possibly an accidental homicide because of the have you heard anything else about that?
No, you know, I really don't want to comment too much. What comes to mind to me is, you know, you got somebody at the very, very end. Do you pull the plug or not, right? I don't know if that was the situation. You got some family members you just don't want to let go, you know?
Yes, I've seen that with my own family, that exact scenario.
So, like, Dan was 90 and he wasn't doing well. Like, he was heading down, right? Like, how long can he hang on? It's not like he's going to make a recovery and jump back. And so I haven't heard anything. I haven't really pursued it. It's nothing I need to.
If you had to add to the eulogy of Dan Lurie, what do you think that you would like people to remember most about him?
For bodybuilding.com, I did a little, you know, paragraph or two for Dave Robson's tribute, and I just called Dan. I offered it to Dan as a title for his book originally before he did Heart of Steel, and I just said, Seal Test Dan, America's Unsung Muscle Man, because he was unsung in terms of, he probably should have had one of those Mr. America titles in the 1940s, and he was really our first muscle man. He was Seal Test Dan, the muscle man, right?
Right.
So that's how I remember him, as the muscle man, maybe unsung Mr. America in our first real muscle man, Seal Test Dan, the muscle man.
Randy, I know you probably have a client standing there going, come on, I got to get training here. I want to thank you for taking some time to talk about
that. Yeah, I'm sorry about the mix-up. And Paul, thank you for putting that interview in your website. Paul's the first guy with a good commercial site to step up and do something for Volume 2 of my books, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah, there you go.
No problem, Randy, anytime.
All right, so we're going to keep Paul Becker with us. We're going to let Randy Roach go. But in the meantime, you can go to randyroach.ca to learn more about the fantastic Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors books. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhuman.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the blueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking about the passing of Dan Lurie. Dan was born on April 1st, 1923. My parents were born on 1924, to give you some perspective. And he passed away on November 6th of this year. He was a Mr. America title holder. He was a world-class bodybuilder in the 40s. He trained celebrities like Sylvester Stallone. You know, Sylvester Stallone has a fantastic physique. And he was also inducted into the National Jewish Sports Hall of Fame in 2007. Paul, I don't know if you know any of these, but some of his strength and endurance records, he did 1,225 parallel dips in 90 minutes.
Wow.
Now, that's an hour and a half continuously.
Yeah.
He did a one-handed overhead bent press. You ready for this? With 285 pounds at a body weight of 168 pounds.
Wow.
And for those of you who don't know what the one-handed overhead bent press is, you get the weight up first to your hip, then to your shoulder, and then you lean to one side, and you usually brace yourself against your upper leg of, let's say, your left hand against your left leg. So you're actually leaning to the side, and then you press the weight up. Because obviously you can't press that kind of weight up standing straight, your body, so you have to adjust your point of gravity. 200, almost 300 pounds, one-handed, pressed over his head while in that position at a body weight of 168 pounds.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Now, he also leg pressed 1,230 pounds, but I don't think that they mean a 45-degree leg press like you see at the gym. Back in the day, they used to lay on their backs.
Right.
And the weight was in what would be considered a track like a Smith machine today with a platform attached to it. So they were pressing the weight straight up. Right, Paul?
Absolutely.
1,230 pounds leg press in that old contraption.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what a backlift is, but I think I do. He backlifted 1,810 pounds. I think that's when they put a weight on a rack They used to do this in the circus where a guy would have people, you know, standing on this contraption, and they would get under it almost like a partial squat and then stand up with all the weight on them.
Yeah, I think so. It's like a harness lift.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah.
1,810 pounds.
It's like a deadlift, but it's partial. It doesn't go, but you get it off the ground.
That's, yeah. You don't have to go down as deep. You don't have to go down as deep. You're right. It's a partial.
Mm-hmm.
1,810 pounds. I mean, the dude was strong at 168
Absolutely
pounds.
He was.
And that was what he was most known for, his strength, and he had a fantastic physique as well. Any interesting stories that you have about him when you had opportunities to actually meet with him?
You know, it's funny because when I was at his home, we were talking about all kinds of, you know, we're talking about bodybuilding because, of course, that's what we most have in common. And then suddenly he just starts doing a magic trick for me.
Do you remember what the trick was? Like, was it a card trick?
He had some dice, and he shows it to you, and then, I don't know, does something or other, and then the dice are different. You know, the numbers are different.
Right.
And he did it twice, and I couldn't figure out how he was doing it. And I said, but Dan, I never knew you did magic. And he said, oh, yeah.
He probably did that for his grandkids, I bet.
Yeah, I bet. But he was good at it, too, you know, and it's just one of those things of like, oh, you know magic, too? That's pretty amazing.
I know he also met President Reagan, and he was part of the whole thing. I mean, before Arnold Schwarzenegger came on the scenes, he was the one driving the America's fitness desires. I mean, he was the one saying, look, we have to be fit. We have to be fit Americans.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. There's a couple of things with President Reagan. When he was president from 80 to 88, and I forget the exact year, but he came to New York and came and spoke at a temple, which is in North Woodmere, right by where Dan lives.
Right.
And Dan was a big part of setting that up. And I don't know, I believe that came after, but, you know, when he visited the Oval Office and he gave President Reagan a achievement award for being the most physically fit president.
Yeah, because Reagan was strong.
Oh, he was. He was. And then he was getting ready to leave and said, you know, I'd like to challenge you to an arm wrestling match.
To the president.
Yeah. And I'm looking at the picture right now. It's on the back of his book. And it shows Reagan has Dan down at the end, you know, that he won.
Right.
But he looked surprised. President Reagan looked surprised.
That he won.
And there is a possibility that he let him win.
I think there's a strong possibility that he let him win. I think you're being kind to President Reagan.
That's the kind of guy Dan Lurie was. He's not, what would be the point of beating the president, right? So, and that made national news.
You know what's funny? During the first hour of the show today, we talked about how to train the brain to find joy and happiness. And one of the things that my guest, Rick Hansen, talked about was whenever you take the high road in life, you tend to be happy. Even though you may not get what you want, but taking the high road seems to cause you to feel better about your life. And Dan Lurie was somebody who took the high road continuously. He was motivated by doing the right thing always. He was a staunch, old school kind of guy. And that's an example of it, right? The right thing to do is not to beat the president of the United States. The right thing to do is let the president win to elevate him.
Absolutely.
Even if that means you have to take a step down.
Yeah.
And I knew Dan through Randy. I had him on my show probably three or four times. And he was always pleasant, always happy, and he always talked about how much he loved his wife, Thelma. And, I mean, he was just a genuinely happy guy. And, you know, his saying, he would always say, health is your greatest wealth. You remember that?
Absolutely.
That he would say every time he would come on the show, he'd say, remember, health is your greatest wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the simple things that made Dan Lurie happy.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that the high road thing reminds me of one of the most touching stories in Dan Lurie's book, Heart of Steel. He talked earlier in the book when he was a child that there was a bully who used to beat him up almost every day. And then he was at the store in Brooklyn, and this guy came in with his son to buy him some weights, and he was looking at him, and he recognized him as the bully from his childhood. And he felt mad, and he was big and strong at this point. And he asked him, "Are you, didn't you used to live in, I forget the, you know, on blah, blah, blah in Brooklyn?" And the guy got scared. And Dan
was going to punch him out.
Yeah, yeah. And Dan walked up to him and grabs him and hugs him and says, "Why did you beat me up?" And the guy goes, "I don't know." they both kind of, you know, got all choked
emotional.
Up about the
yeah.
whole thing. But, I mean, I'm like, what, talk about the high road. You find the bully who tormented your childhood and you hug him.
And you ask him why he did it.
Yeah, yeah. And he didn't know either because he was a kid and confused and, you know. So that, that's just the kind of guy he was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing about Dan was he really cared about people. He mentioned something. I mean, he sent me his book, and he wrote a personal communication in the front. And as I'm reading his book, he says, "I always try to remember about people and, sometimes even if he has to make an index card about a person or some notes." And here's what he wrote in the book. He wrote to Paul Becker, "I remember you lived in Rosedale, New York, and when you came to my home on your parents' anniversary, you are truly huge. Best wishes, your friend Dan Lurie."
So he remembered it was your parents' anniversary when you came here.
Yeah,
remembered you had the website Truly Huge. He remembered where you lived.
Yeah, I mean, he was in his late 80s, and he remembered all these things and wrote.
But wait. There's something more important.
Yeah.
It's not only that he remembered those things, because he may not have remembered them. He may have had an index card. But
yeah.
In his late 80s, he went out of his way to work all that in to one or two sentences. Usually when people are in their 80s, they're miserable, they're angry, don't bother me. That's their attitude. This guy took the time to weave into his correspondence those three key points that he knew would make you feel like, wow, he remembered me.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when I first started talking to Dan on the phone, he was 80-ish. And he told me he has as much energy as he had when he was 20. At 80, he had as much energy as he had when he was 20. And I'm about 40, and I'm going, geez, I wish I did.
Right. Well, you know what's funny? There's a picture of him on his website, on danlurie.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right on the homepage, right beneath Heart of Steel. And he's 85, and he's doing seated barbell curls.
Oh, yeah.
With a really beautiful pair of Dan Lurie chrome mm-hmm. plates on it. The original barbell and plates that he probably sold.
Mm-hmm.
And the degree of musculature at 85, his upper arms, his shoulders, his triceps, and the amount of weight that he's handling here. I mean, it looks like it's probably, I'm trying to make out if the big plates are 10. So that's 20, that's 30, and the bar is probably 15, 45. It's probably, he's doing barbell curls with 50 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not struggling. You can see that he's doing it. And the degree of musculature on his body, I mean, you could tell he put on some weight. I knew he was on some meds because he came on the show one time. We were talking. He's on some meds at that point in time. But, I mean, 85, and he's in the gym doing seated barbell curls. That's how I want to go.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I don't want to be 85, and the only curls I'm doing is rolling the wheels on my wheelchair.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the equipment that he produced was actually some of the best equipment
yeah.
I've ever used. The first gym I joined, which was in Rockville Center, New York, was originally a Dan Lurie's gym. Now, it had been bought now by a man called Richard Barathe, who did American Combat Karate, Richard A. Barathe, and they changed it to Rab's Gym. But it still had all the Dan Lurie equipment in it. And the pec deck machine, which I don't know if you've ever seen any of the copies of Muscle Training Illustrated, there's pictures of it. It's got red padding. It's one of the smoothest, most beautiful pec decks you could ever use.
Right.
And I was literally, you know, when I went home once in the late 90s and realized that the store had closed, because I was going to go check out the store and maybe get something. And then when I talked to Dan, I asked him about it, you know, what, you know, is it even possible to get any of your equipment anymore? Oh, no, that's all gone. You know, I even don't even have the plans anymore. And I said, oh, my God,
wow.
I can't believe it. You know, I mean, he really, his son wasn't really interested in going into the business.
Right.
Wasn't his thing, and I can understand that. You know, and Dan sold all his properties and everything, and there was talk about they were going to bring back a line of Dan Lurie gyms like they used to have, you know, because there was a line of Dan Lurie gyms.
Right.
But it had faded out, and they were talking about bringing it back, but it never happened. So pretty much all that was lost, which is, it's sometimes people don't realize the value of something.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
If you want to learn more about Dan Lurie, you can go to his website, danlurie.com, and you can also buy his book, Heart of Steel. When we come back with Paul Becker, we're going to talk about a gift that Paul has for the audience. This is really benevolent of him. In honor of doing the show, Paul has a workout book that we're going to make available to everybody in the audience. We'll tell you how to get it. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that the GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented chill right process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WayNaturalUSA.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
This is strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We've been talking about the passing of Dan Lurie. I have a belief that you don't really die until everybody forgets who you are. That's just my belief. If you believe in your spirit or whatever, I feel like whatever your energy source is, that when you leave this planet in the current form you're in now, that you get to stay wherever you go, which has got to be better than this, until the last person on this planet remembers you, and then you get recycled. And I think that Dan Lurie is going to be remembered for a very, very long time, and we're going to do our part to make sure of that. I want to talk about something else for a moment, and that is my friend Paul Becker and his website, trulyhuge.com. Paul is making available to us a bodybuilding booklet to teach you how to build muscle and burn fat faster. And you can get it by signing up for our newsletter. And if you are a member of our newsletter, keep an eye out. It's going to go out today. Today is Monday. And if you're hearing this late, sign up for our newsletter, because then you'll have access to the archive and you'll be able to get it. Tell people what's going to be in this book, Paul.
I mean, basically, there's a couple of different ebooks on there. There's one a bodyweight training ebook, and then the other one is a workout program. And it's a real unique program that you can try. I think people are going to really like it a lot.
Okay, and it's absolutely free. So,
absolutely.
Sign up for the Superhuman Radio newsletter at superhumanradio.com. And if you're already signed up, you're going to get it today in your inbox. Thank Paul Becker for that. And if you're not signed up, sign up now, and you'll be able to go into the archive and look at today's newsletter and dig it out that way. So what's going on with Truly Huge, Paul?
Same as always, really. Just, similar to your show, we're trying to keep physical culture alive, get people into the shape they want without wrecking their health. Doing quite busy as usual, and still going to be around for a while.
Any new supplements? I know that you also have a supplement line as well.
Nothing really new, we have a line that we found is really effective, and we're not always looking for the latest greatest, but what's really proven over time to be safe and effective.
Yeah, and that really does. Do you have a weight loss product still?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we had a product, but we changed the name, Get Lean Quick, which is a 14-day. Like get ripped, fat loss slash get ripped program.
Can you talk about what the name was?
I'd rather not.
Okay. I don't want to tell the whole story.
It's called 14 Day Get Lean Quick, and
that's what you need to know.
It's a great seller, and
the beauty is that a celebrity picked up the product and ran with it. So it's the same product that some celebrity hawks, just a different name. That's all. I just want people to know that it's really a great product. That's what I want them to know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there you go. And how is everything else going? You are in the great state of Colorado, right?
No, Oregon.
Oregon, I'm sorry.
I grew up in New York, and I lived in California for a while and settled down in Oregon.
And is physical culture alive and well in Oregon?
It is. Actually, bodybuilding is real popular here. There's a lot of NPC shows, and right up in Washington State, they have the Emerald Cup every year, which is a national qualifier.
Right.
So it really is a pop, you know, bodybuilding and physical culture is very popular in this area. Actually, quite a few bodybuilders like Mike Christian and people like that came from Oregon.
I happen to know that a couple few years ago that you redid your home gym, and you have a set of Power Block dumbbells. What do they go up to?
My Power Blocks go up to 130.
130
from
a hand.
From 5 pounds to 130. I'm not up to lifting that quite yet, but, you know.
Aren't they great? Aren't they a great dumbbell set?
Oh, absolutely.
And they now have, by the way, we're going to have a special offer for those of you in the Superhuman Nation. We're working with Power Block right now to come up with something, both in a dumbbell for those who don't have dumbbells already, and also their new quick change adjustable kettlebell, which is awesome if you love kettlebell. Yeah. One kettlebell that does everything for you. We will have a special. I'm working with Jim Thomason now over there at Power Block, and we should have something. And the idea is get it now for the holidays, because come the new year, you're going to want to have these close to you. You can't always go to the gym. Some days you have to bust out a routine at home because everything just made a left turn on you, and your plans of going to the gym have been pushed aside. And you need a half-hour good workout, and you can do it if you have a set of Power Block dumbbells, maybe a Power Block quick chains kettlebell, and some sort of cardio machine like elliptical, or go run the stairs in your house and bust out a great routine. So they're a great product, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so do we have any new articles that we're looking forward to for the new year on trulyhuge.com?
I mean, I just published an interview with Randy Roach, which he had mentioned. Funny thing is, you know, he's like, I'm the first commercial site to print that article. And I was like, I don't know why they did it. It's great art. It's a great interview, so I don't know what that's about. But
well, I'll put it up on my site, too.
But yeah, and we're doing, you know, and I mean, we put up at least, you know, at least one article every week, you know, for the newsletter, and put that up on the site. So it's constantly getting more information and just constantly growing and sharing information there.
Are you going to do anything in 2016 for the 20-year anniversary?
Yeah, I got to plan something.
Let's have a party.
You know, the funny thing is, the time went by so fast that I was, when you said it, I was like, oh, my God. Is it really?
2 years away. It's just 2 years away.
I mean, yeah, exactly. We're almost at 2014.
Right.
That's 18 years. So it's, wow. It gives me a little time to plan. There definitely will be something.
What do you want to say about Dan Lurie as we close the show? What do you want people to know about him who don't know who he is, or remember about him who did know who he is?
Dan really cared about bodybuilding, he really cared about his family, and he really cared about others. And, you know, just really a good example of a great human being.
Right.
You know, not just a great man or that he made millions or whatever, but just a really good example to live up to.
Yeah.
You know, as far as
a great ambassador of physical culture.
Absolutely.
Everybody thinks that those of us into physical culture are narcissists. All we care about is ourselves, and mm-hmm. and Dan Lurie was the antithesis of that.
Absolutely.
Paul, thanks so much for being on the show today, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And we'll talk to you soon. And of course, thanks to Randy Roach. Unfortunately, he couldn't be with us for the whole show because I screwed up and gave him the wrong dates. So thank you to Randy Roach. Go to randyroach.ca, and of course. Let's not forget my first guest, Dr. Rick Hansen. His book, Hardwiring Happiness, is available at his website, rickhanson.net. It's a must-have. It really is. We all need to be happier with the things that we have now. I once heard a fantastic saying to kind of sum that notion up. Life is not about weathering the storm. It's about learning to dance in the rain. And I love that. I think that says it all. So go to rickhanson.net and get that book. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks a lot.
It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000-plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.